Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Residents in the southern part of Cobb County held a town hall meeting last night to discuss forming a new city. GPB's Ross Terrell was there.
Code enforcement, community development, economic development, we just haven't received our boom yet.
That's Leroy Hutchins. He's with the South Cobb Alliance, the group behind the push to form the new city. He says other parts of the county, like East Cobb, have taken off with developments like SunTrust Park and the Battery, but they've been left behind. The boundaries for the proposed city in South Cobb would include Mableton, unincorporated Austell, and the Six Flags Corridor. The amusement park would be a large economic contributor to the proposed city's tax base. But being responsible for the Six Flags Corridor concerns Bridget Reynolds, who lives in the Mableton community. Why? Crime.
If we gather that area, will we lose the resources we gain from Six Flags by having to now, as a city, police the area?
Any move to form a new city requires approval by the state legislature. Erica Thomas, state representative for South Cobb, says there is a bit of fatigue at the Capitol with new cityhood movements, but
I had to really look at my district and think about, wait a minute, I hate all these new cities coming, but would that benefit my people? Is this what they want?
And before that, a feasibility study is needed. Hutchins says that'll cost about $27,000. It must be done before the end of this year's legislative session if residents want the chance to vote in 2020. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
A nonpartisan voting rights group is urging Georgia to conduct elections on hand-marked paper ballots. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Lawmakers want to replace the state's 16-year-old voting machines with something more secure that creates a paper backup. Options include hand-marked paper ballots and a touchscreen ballot marking device that prints out a record of your vote. But Verified Voting's president, Marion Schneider, prefers hand-marked ballots. Her group argues any option relying on a touchscreen increases the risk of problems at the polls.
Part of the definition of election integrity is having the voting method available for voters on election day. And you have more opportunity for that voting method not to be available when you have to deal with a computerized device.
A special commission of lawmakers and local elections officials tasked with researching new voting options meets one final time Thursday.
That was GPB's Stephen Fowler reporting. A campaign to warn teenagers about the dangers of tobacco is expanding this week in Georgia. The state is receiving part of a $6 million grant from the Food and Drug Administration. Mitch Zeller is director of the FDA's Center for Tobacco Products. He says rural Georgia has an above average number of young people chewing tobacco, and that many boys feel it's a rite of passage.
We're trying to get at-risk teenage boys in Georgia and in 19 other states to rethink that relationship with dip, because it is by no means a harmless tobacco product.
The campaign uses social media to share graphic online images of what happens when you use dip. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.